Welcome to Baba's Beach Podcast number 17. I'm the first to admit I'm a flawed human being. Anyone else wishing to point this out may take a number and line up behind my family, neighbors, employer, the letter carrier, and my grade 5 teacher, Miss Garvey. I was exceptionally flawed that year. There are many trivial things that irritate me for no apparent reason, and many senseless things I do that irritate everyone around me. Some of these things I do only because they irritate my loved ones. Something I try to avoid, however, is saying or doing something that may be deliberately hurtful. And I've taken the long way round to learn the Tao of Thumper and his deceptively simple motto, "If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all."
Say you love someone, but I know it isn't true. To love someone, you have to love yourself. And everybody knows to read a story through, you have to take the book down from the shelf.
It goes beyond the plaintive whine of, why can't we all just get along? The fact of the matter is, we won't all get along, and there is no use fighting the fact. In all disagreements, from high school debates to bombs bursting in air wars, regardless of the excuse, regardless of the team jersey, everybody is convinced they are the divinely appointed defenders of all that is good and holy. The result of most conflicts is that the winner feels justified and the loser feels betrayed. In other words, history may be written by the victor, but history's subtext shows human beings have exceptional memories when it comes to grudges.
You're so strong. Everyone is wrong but you. You're so what to do.
Just ask my friend Georgette. Her family is from Romania, but apparently the UK-uk ending of her last name, Pisar-uk, indicates she is descended from some Turkish invader that rode through the village sometime in the 15th century. While that doesn't mean anything to us in Canada, it is the sort of thing that could get you dead in Bosnia. As a Catholic, I am constantly reminded of the terrible things the Roman Church did throughout its history, from the Inquisition, the suppression of indigenous religions throughout the Western world, to the imposition of Christmas and Easter on perfectly decent pagan holidays. Okay, I kind of like Christmas, and good old-fashioned Free Enterprise is doing a bang-up job of tarting up Easter once again as a pagan festival of all things chocolate.
Have opinions and we all have to agree. We're obstinate and so damn hard to please. And if I loved you once, I don't recall what for. I won't go on pretending.
I also accept the fact that, as a middle-class Caucasian of Western European descent, I've got one heck of a guilt burden to deal with. Of course, being Catholic is great training. Being oppressed as a woman doesn't really make up for the fact that my ancestors were heartless jerks. This sort of grudge-bearing and class structure seems to be inherent in human nature. When working in a branch of the Alberta government that dealt with Aboriginal issues, I learned members of certain southern tribes are still not welcome on the lands of certain northern tribes. Nonetheless, I firmly, if naively, believe it is possible to disagree with someone's beliefs and still have respect for the person. All it takes is the realization that accepting a person is not the same as embracing everything they represent, with the understanding I do draw the line at ruthless dictators, serial killers, torturers, and proctologists. For example, I love my dear Uncle Lionel despite our differences in political perceptions. Did I say conservative? Preston Manning and his father, Ernest, are borscht-eating Red Star socialists compared to Uncle Lionel. Even now, all you have to do is mouth the name Trudeau, and he's off on a 10-minute rant. In all the years I spent trying to get Uncle Lionel to see the errors of his reactionary right-wing ways, and he tried equally hard to save me from the evils of soft-headed liberalism, we never confused the person with the ideas. I'd cut my left leg off before I'd insult Lionel just because he said something that I knew in my heart of hearts was flaming conservative hooey. Nor would Lionel ever stoop to belittling me as a person just because I defended taking this country to hell in a pinko handbasket liberal fuddle-duddle. There will always be different points of view, both political and religious. If you want a grudge, I'm sure you can find a point in history when my ancestors did something unpleasant to your ancestors, which usually will be just after yours did something rather nasty to mine. More disturbing is how political debate here and to the south is degenerating to the parliamentary equivalent of, I know you are, but what am I?
You're so strong.
Without belaboring the point, I don't want us all to get along, don't expect it, and would be bored stiff in a world where everyone agreed on everything. I certainly know there are folks around that I have no intention of agreeing with on anything more than the time of day, but that doesn't mean I'll hold a gun to their head or burn their house down. Besides, as a parent, I've learned with barely any effort, there are great rewards from being extremely irritating and embarrassing without saying a thing. If we all just stayed home and annoyed the children, think how much more peaceful the world would be. Thank you for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. If you have any comments, please visit us at babasbeach.ca. That's BABASBEACH.CA. Today's music was courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. You can find show notes and links to the artists at our website, babasbeach.ca.